I'm Joe Palca reporting. It's a quasi-state of war. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has placed his military on high alert and declared a quasi-state of war in frontline areas after North and South Korea exchanged artillery fire near the border. Pyongyang has made similar declarations in the past. The tensions come amid ongoing annual joint U.S. and South Korean military exercises, which North Korea condemns as preparation for war. Ceremonies were held today at the Bangkok shrine hit by this week's bombing, which left 22 dead. Authorities have stepped up security patrols at tourist sites and other areas across the Thai capital city, though investigators appear to have made few solid leads into who conducted the attack or why. A South Sudanese journalist has been shot dead days after President Salva Kiir threatened to kill reporters who, in his words, work against the country. Unidentified gunman killed Peter Moy of the New Nation newspaper near the paper's offices in Juba. Colleagues say it appeared to be a targeted attack. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter says Turkey needs to do more to fight Islamic State and control its borders. He also said Turkey has agreed in principle to join the U.S.-led airstrikes against the militants.
That's only one part of what we need Turkey to do and what Turkey has indicated some willingness to do. We need them also as a neighbor to this conflict zone, as a longtime NATO ally and a responsible member of the anti-ISIL coalition, to control the border, the long border.
Islamic State fighters and equipment have been able to cross Iraq and Syria from Turkey. This is VOA News. Protests are increasing as government ministers attend funerals of Turkish soldiers who were killed by